Well, this morning we are finishing our sermon series on movies, and we are going to be looking at E.T. How many of you have not seen E.T.? Oh, I got one brave soul. My youth! I guess we know what we will be watching in a couple of weeks. So, E.T., it's a beloved movie, although not all of us have seen it. But last night, a lot of us, about 25 or so, stayed and watched it together, as we have been doing with the other movies that we had been watching on Saturday night, except for the one that the snow ruined. It has just been so much fun. And this sermon series, although it has been full of laughs, a little bit of tears shed when a certain character maybe passes away, it has just been so cool to see how God's word can speak to us through these series. Because movies preach, because the hero of the movie often correlates in some way to our hero, God. That is what I want us to see in E.T. today, and that is what I want us to hear from our scriptures. You're going to see this and you're going to say, what? Three different ones? What were you doing, Erica? But I promise, this is going to tell the story of our hero, our God. He does mighty deeds for us. So Jack, will you come forward and read for us?
Okay, the first, the first scripture passage is from the book of Psalms 16, 9 through 11. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful ones see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. The second one is from 1 Peter 3:18. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. And then the final one is from the book of Luke, 24th chapter, verses 50 through 53. When he had led them out of the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, Andrew, and the praise band. There is just so much talent in this church. You guys are all amazing. All right, so E.T. This is a story about a plant-like alien whose family comes down in a spaceship, checks out the forest a little bit. E.T. gets so excited about the other plants he's seeing, he kind of wanders off. But then humans show up, and so his family has to leave him behind, even though they clearly don't want to, and he is lost. And so he finds himself in a cozy little shed in Elliot's backyard. And so when Elliot goes to get the pizza from the pizza delivery guy, he gets startled by him. So much so that he thinks he's a goblin. And so he runs inside. He tells his family. His mother, his older brother, younger sister come out. They just think he's crazy. He's clearly losing it and making it up. But he is determined. He is going to find this goblin again. And so he sleeps outside and hopes to see him. And sure enough, E.T. pokes his head out, and Elliot lures him inside with some Reese's Pieces. That would get us all. So he lures him inside. He makes him a home in his big closet. I wish I had a closet that big, right? It's this huge closet. He keeps him in there. He fakes sick the next day so that he can spend the day with him to figure out what he is. His older brother then, he introduces E.T. to, and his little sister barges in on them. And so all of the kids in the family know about him. And what they can say is, he's not going to hurt us. He is kind. He is loving. E.T. and Elliot create a bond, And throughout the movie that we're going to be talking about, we'll look at that bond and what it means. But at the end of the movie, those humans that saw the spaceship the first time, they come back. And so the government comes in, takes over their home, and then I guess we'll have to see what happens. But before we probably do anything, we might as well just watch this. All right, now we are ready to talk E.T. I look just like him, I know. E.T. came out in the summer of 1982. It had the longest ever theatrical run. It was in theaters for over a year, and it was the highest grossing film of that year and held that standard until Steven Spielberg released Jurassic Park. Steven Spielberg shot most of this movie at the eye level of the children and of E.T. in order to contact more with them. And he is supposed to be over 10 million years old. And like I said, E.T. is a plant-like species, which is why he correlates so much with the plants around him. The candy that was supposed to be used was supposed to be M&Ms, but Mars thought that E.T. was just a little too frightening, and so they said, no, you can't use it. And so they used Reese's Pieces, and Reese's Pieces sales skyrocketed. We had a lot of them last night. By Christmas in 1988, it had sold 15 million cassette tapes. And many have suggested to Steven Spielberg that there seems to be a Christian allegory going on here. He said any parallel is strictly coincidental because his mother is a devout Jew, and she would probably never forgive him if he made a Christian allegory. But here we are this morning preaching on it. So, E.T. Let me first say, I'm one of those few one in a million people that just really doesn't like this movie. It's one of those movies that you're a little scared in the beginning, even though there's no reason to be, but it creeps you out just a little bit with the music, and then it makes you cry like three times at least. It's not my kind of movie. So I'm just not a fan. But my first point this morning is that God can still talk to us through things that we don't like. Can I get an amen? I think more than once, God definitely speaks to me through things that I will admittedly say, I just don't like this. But once I put my dislike to the side and I watched this movie to prepare for today, it's just amazing what I saw in this movie once I removed myself from the equation. There's many things that we could talk about. Obviously, we could talk about home. We could talk about how our home is with God. He has a huge banquet table that everyone has a place at. We could talk about that. We could also, today especially, talk about how E.T. and Elliot are so different, yet they still come together in love. But when I watch this movie, what I really want to talk about is Jesus. There's a church up the road a little bit that has a sign about what they're preaching on each week, and it just says, the topic is Jesus. So that's where we are at today. The topic is Jesus. While watching this movie, I saw many correlations between how E.T. acts with Elliot and how Jesus acts with us. So not to be heretical, hear me, Jesus is not an alien-type species, but I invite you to see how this movie shows us in fictional form some of the things that Jesus does for us. I'm pretty sure E.T. is purring in that scene. Every time I watch it, I get more and more sure. So maybe he's a cat-like animal species. I would love that. So for those of you watching on Facebook, I know you didn't get to watch that with us, but it was the scene where E.T. is in the closet listening to Mom tell Gertie a bedtime story. It's Peter Pan. Elliot comes in with a box full of things from the garage that E.T. can use to make his phone to call home, and then he cuts himself. When E.T. sees that Elliot is hurt, he just immediately heals him, just like Jesus heals us. We come to him with our broken, scratched up hearts and minds, and Jesus, with a touch of his love, heals us. And just like E.T. saw that Elliot was in pain, Jesus sees our pain even when we hide it from those around us. He sees our hurts and he wants to heal them. When we allow him to touch us with that love, it is like an immediate relief. At the end there, Elliot wraps a scarf around him, puts a blanket around him, and he just so casually stretches his arm around him, and they finish listening to the bedtime story together. This little act to me was just so casual. It was so earnest, and it just made me think of how we can come to God in the most casual way. Our prayers don't have to be, "Oh, thou holy." They are just a simple conversation that we get to have with our God. And our God is always there to just wrap his arm around us in that comforting embrace. The rest of the movie begins to show the connection that is built between E.T. and Elliot. At the end of the movie, his older brother describes it as, "Elliot feels what E.T. feels." When E.T. is left at home alone for the first time, he goes straight to the fridge. Who wouldn't? But he doesn't know what human food and drink is, and so he pulls out an adult beverage that some adults may drink every now and then, and he immediately begins to feel the intoxication of it. Elliot, who is across town in the middle of his science class, also begins to feel that intoxication. As E.T. burps and falls in the middle of the kitchen floor, Elliot burps and falls out of his chair. From here, E.T. finds the TV, turns on a romance where a gentleman has busted into the room, grabbed his lady, and pulled her in for a romantic kiss. And across the town in his science class, Elliot grabs the girl he's sweet on and pulls her in for a kiss just to be dragged out by his science teacher. Elliot had also released all the frogs before that, so his science teacher was a little done with him. Nowhere in the Bible does this happen. Jesus doesn't drink something and then we feel it, or kiss someone and then we kiss someone. But Jesus does live a life that we are called to mimic. He teaches us, he lives and acts in a different way than those around us that we are supposed to follow. He shows us what loving our neighbor really means. So it's kind of a silly correlation, but for me, it just made me think, we're supposed to be Christ-like, but are we mimicking our Lord's actions in our everyday life? This next clip is after the people, the men that saw the spaceship, the government has found them. They have come back in, and E.T. has already made his phone. They have already phoned home, and Elliot and E.T. spent the night in the forest. Elliot has returned home, but his older brother has to go rescue E.T. It appears that they're dying, and so the government has come in. They are trying to take care of them, and this is what we see. I apologize. The rest of the scenes I have to show will make you cry. It's how the movie goes. That is one of those scenes that I just really don't want to watch, and so I was kind of looking between my fingers, like, oh, I'm really on Facebook, trying to not look at it. E.T. and Elliot have synced up with their health, but as they look at each other and Elliot says, "Stay with me," E.T. says, "No, Elliot, you stay." And as Elliot starts to get healthier, E.T. starts to fade. Their brain waves separate, and the doctors and all the government people are like, "What does that mean?" And someone simply says, "We're getting Elliot back, but we're losing E.T." This scene is just what made the whole thought of Jesus come to life for me. Because Jesus went to the cross and died for us so that we could be brought into the hope of the resurrection that is to come. We are brought back to true life because of what Jesus was willing to do for us. Before we can get to that resurrection, though, in the Bible, we find the disciples lost. Their rabbi is gone. He is dead. They are unsure about everything. And obviously, Ash Wednesday is 2 weeks away, so we're going to be talking about this story here soon a lot. I'm skipping ahead a little bit. But I invite you to come into this Easter mentality with me. It is the third day. We are mourning the loss of our Savior. We don't know how to feel. and Elliot doesn't know how to feel here. He's alive! Sounds like Easter morning to me. So in that scene, we see Elliot saying goodbye. You must truly be dead. He closes the ice casket thing they've got him in, closes the lid, and we see E.T.'s heart light up. E.T. is not dead. He is back. Jesus died for us so that he could resurrect and defeat death for us. We now have this eternal relationship with him. He is now our home, and he is just always with us. Even though Jesus is not here physically walking among us anymore, as he ascended, he left us with the Holy Spirit. And for me, it's almost like Jesus said, I'll be right here. For those of you watching on Facebook that didn't get to see that, I'll act it out for you. I'll be right here. That's basically all you missed. So we see E.T. saying, I'm never going to leave you. You'll always remember me. I'll be in your heart. And then he flies off with his family in his spaceship. This movie, man, you guys look sad. I'm looking at you from up here. You guys look sad. You're crying. This is why this is not one of my favorite movies. If this is on TV, I will not turn it on. Our Lord and Savior heals us. He teaches us how to act so that we may mimic him. He died that terrible death for us so that he could defeat death in the resurrection. We have a true home and life with him. He left the Spirit to guide us while he is gone from our presence, but God has not left us. Our praises this morning and every morning need to reflect this truth. And as we watch movies like E.T. and those better than E.T., remind ourselves the magnitude of the love that God has for us, so much greater than the love that E.T. and Elliot shared for each other. Our scripture that we read earlier, the Psalms, I think just encompasses this praise. So I'm going to ask that you read it with me, and I'm going to ask that you extend your arms in whatever way says praise to you, whether it be here, give me whatever, pray. It's like a cheerleading move. You just give me whatever as we speak these words together. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Will you pray with me? God, I pray that your love for us would fill us with joy. And Lord, as we have gathered in this space, as you have breathed your Spirit into us, I pray that as we go throughout the rest of this week, Lord, that your love would flow out of us. Lord, that we would show everyone around how much we love you and how much you love us, so that we may share the knowledge that you are our true home. In your holy name, amen.